Isn't It About Time? A Matt Foggy pick, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Every year, there's one house on the street that goes undecorated. Foggy decides to find out what that Grinch's problem is. It annoyed him every year. The dark, joyless house in the middle of the street. Every other person in the neighborhood got in the Christmas spirit and decorated for the festive season. He wasn't asking for a lot here. Just a wreath on the front door and a few fairy lights in the garden, maybe. He didn't have to go all out with reindeers and giant inflatable Santa Claus. Just something small, some sign that he was part of it all. Foggy never claimed to know all his neighbors. In fact, he didn't. He only knew the ones that were regulars at his dad's butcher shop. He asked the ones he knew about the guy who lived at number 66. No one seemed to really know him. Everyone said the same thing. Number 66 was quiet and kept to himself. He was no trouble at all. Nobody had ever complained about him. Nobody except Foggy, who took his lack of lights as a personal insult. It was just that he loved Christmas time, and he wholeheartedly agreed with Andy Williams whenever he heard him sing the words, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." It was. So the reason the resident of number 66 could have for not joining in the holiday spirit was beyond his comprehension. He gave it a week before he did anything about it. There were still a few weeks until Christmas. Maybe he just hadn't gotten around to it. He never saw him entering or leaving the house, but he knew someone was home because sometimes he'd look over and see a light in one of the windows. Someone lived there. Someone who apparently hated Christmas. Early on Tuesday evening, Foggy walked his dog around the block before it got too dark and cold for Deuce to be out there. He walked past the undecorated house four times before he was able to summon the courage to march up to the front door from which no Christmas wreath hung and knocked. His courage almost failed him as he stood, leash in hand, waiting for the door to open. After less than 60 seconds, it did, and Foggy took a hasty step back. He was only human, after all, and his neighbor's unexpected hotness knocked him off balance for a second. He was young, in his early 30s, he'd guess. With dark hair and eyes to match, fit and tanned, the sleeves of his white button-up rolled up to his elbows. After a moment of breathless uncertainty, Foggy recovered, however, and cleared his throat, his bitch speed about Christmas spirit and a sense of community failing to move successfully from his brain to his tongue. His neighbor didn't say anything either, and Foggy glanced to his ringless left hand, more pleased by the absence of a gold or silver band than was appropriate to admit to a man he'd just met. "Hi," he managed to say after a moment of paralyzing awkwardness. "Hi," his neighbor returned, looking amused. I'm Foggy. I live at number 67, right across the street," he said, gesturing unnecessarily back across the street to his festooned and bedecked house. His neighbor frowned and said, "Okay," in the kind of tone that told Foggy he should probably get to the point if he didn't want the door shut in his face. "I notice you don't have any Christmas decoration up," he said casually. "Oh," his neighbor said, a faint blush creeping up his cheeks. "Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it yet." Foggy was about 99% sure that excuse was bullshit, but he didn't want to come right out and say it because it seemed rude. He didn't want to come across as the nagging, nosy neighbor either. He frowned and chewed at his lower lip as Deuce whined and tugged impatiently at the leash, eager to explore his neighbor's house. Foggy tightened his grip on the leash and threw all tugged out of the window as he said abruptly, "You never have decorations up, and you've lived here for like 12 years. His neighbor grinned. "I didn't realize anyone was counting." Foggy rolled his eyes and said, "I live across the street. I notice things. Not in a creepy way, in a concerned citizen way." "Are you concerned, Foggy?" his neighbor asked with a smile that invited confidence. Foggy frowned. "A little. Everybody else puts lights up." "So I should follow the trend," his neighbor replied, an arching eyebrow expressing his incredulity. Foggy just shrugged and leaned down to pet Deuce as he mumbled, "Might be nice if you did." The man opposite him hummed thoughtfully and appeared to consider him for a moment. Foggy struggled not to fidget with Deuce's leash, feeling like he was under keenest surveillance, his motives exposed. He wanted a guy to put a few lights up. It wasn't a big deal, but it also wasn't something he could demand without coming off as some kind of controlling jerk. His neighbor sighed and said firmly, "I won't put up lights." "You won't even think about it?" said Foggy, struggling to hide his disappointment. "I have some spare lights in my garage you can have." "It's not that," his neighbor said, shaking his head. I don't really get a lot of enjoyment out of them." "Why not?" asked Foggy, glancing over his shoulder at his own blinking display of lights that he loved and was immensely proud of. His neighbor sighed again and reluctantly admitted, "I've been blind since I was 9, so..." Foggy stared at him in shock. Oh god, I'm sorry." "Don't worry about it." His neighbor shrugged and shoved his hand deep in the pockets of his black dress pants, leaning casually against the doorframe. Foggy chanced a glance at him. He could see it now that the guy had pointed it out, of course. He just figured he had an intense kind of stare. His first assumption wasn't typically a vision impairment, and he'd heard that some eye diseases were like that, not immediately obvious. Matt shifted uncomfortably under his perusal, and Foggy blinked, quickly refocusing on Deuce, petting his soft head, grateful for his patience and his presence. "So, the no lights thing I get now, but you don't like any decorations at all?" Foggy asked with a frown. "It's not that," his neighbor protested with a little shrug. "I like decorations, it's fine. It's just hard to shop for them when I won't know what I'm looking for." "I could go with you," Foggy offered immediately. His neighbor looked doubtful. "You don't know what I like." "I could listen and help you find whatever you want," Foggy insisted, not altogether sure why he was pushing for the chance to take a guy he hardly knew shopping. "You don't even know my name, and we've been neighbors for 12 years," his neighbor pointed out, and Foggy grimaced. "That was an oversight," he admitted guiltily. His neighbor frowned and said incredulously, "Are you seriously making a blind joke?" "What? No! Oh god!" Foggy exclaimed, horrified and immediately growing flustered. But then a slow grin spread across his neighbor's face, and the guy threw his head back and laughed. Foggy's cheeks burned as he realized he'd been punked by a blind guy, and yeah, he'd probably had that coming. He shook his head and bit back a grin, liking him a little more for his sense of humor. His neighbor smirked at him and said, "What if I was the obnoxious type?" "You clearly are," Foggy declared, rolling his eyes. "Who likes singing Santa Clauses and blaring Christmas carols at ungodly hours?" his neighbor finished, ignoring his comment entirely. "Then I'd be very surprised. Everyone thinks you're quiet and well-behaved," said Foggy. Everyone was also wrong about that, but he wasn't about to say so. "Well, they really don't know me at all," his neighbor declared with a wicked grin. "Maybe not," Foggy agreed good-naturedly. "So... Matt," his neighbor said, introducing himself at long last. Foggy sighed with relief. He was going to remember that name, he decided, suppressing a smile. Nobody else seemed to know Matt's name either, so he supposed the popular opinion that he kept to himself was at least accurate. That stopped now. However, Matt had a neighbor living directly across from him who wanted to know him, and more importantly, wanted to take him shopping for Christmas decorations he could actually enjoy for once. "Matt," he said tentatively, "can I take you shopping on Saturday?" Matt shrugged. "If we can get coffee after." "Like, a date?" Foggy asked, trying not to sound too hopeful, but then Matt smiled. "Well, it has been 12 years," he reminded him. "Isn't it about time?" "Kind of, yeah," Foggy agreed with a self-conscious laugh. "So Saturday around 10? "Sounds perfect," Matt replied, leaning down to pet Deuce, who readily lapped up the attention. "I'll see you. I'll pick you up then," Foggy muttered, absolutely mortified by the slip-up and deciding he was going to have to watch himself around Matt, who crushed that idea immediately. "See you, Foggy," Matt said with a smirk. Foggy stifled a groan. He knew as he walked back to his house with Deuce that he was going to regret that shopping trip, whatever happened. Matt was a little shit, and God help him, but he liked him already just for that, for his ability to laugh at himself and to encourage Foggy to do the same, to lighten up. He needed that in his life. He needed Matt.